is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return two deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Buchan calls the current situation surrounding Trump administration tariffs incomprehensible. Buchan says a targeted tariff program would require a plan, but he adds that there's at least a possibility that some nations will negotiate with the administration during the latest 90-day pause. Conditions improve on the Wisconsin River amid the search for a missing boater. Wisconsin Dells police say that searchers have shifted south on the river in their efforts to locate Frank DeFilippo, whose boat capsized April 3rd. His grandfather drowned and his cousin managed to reach shore. And the Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid. The man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before he was transferred to another facility by helicopter.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
City weather. We will start with a little sunshine, then clouds will increase with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers by late afternoon into this evening. It'll be breezy, too, with a high right around 64. Tonight, showers, thundershowers, 52. Tomorrow, scattered thundershowers with temps in the 60s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM. Max, some hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is EMF Unbelievable on Max FM.
You're unbelievable. You're getting me with your problems by turning more about mine. I'm always so concerned with the way you say you always have to stop to think of us. Being one is more than I ever know. But this time I realize I'm gonna shoot through. You're unbelievable. Watch the world and everything you ask to brace yourself. You're crazy,
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:10 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, we have a flash sale going on over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap In. That certificate is $15 till 9 a.m. No code required. Bender's Tap In in Reedsburg is a new bar and grill featuring virtual sports, including Wisconsin favorites, gourmet burgers, wings, and fried tacos with a Texas flair. This $30 certificate is towards a virtual sports session. Maybe you want to improve your golf swing or try football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, hockey, rugby, or zombie dodgeball. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and stay big with our flash sale until 9 a.m. this morning. Now, that is a good thing because you can get out and enjoy a little sports. And maybe you would want to do this yesterday when we had the big outage of Zoom, Emily.
Yes, there was. And honestly, I was not needing Zoom yesterday in any way, so I did not even know this. A lot of people who work from home got a free day off yesterday, or at least got to skip their boring work meeting. Zoom was down nationwide for about 2 hours yesterday. If you tried to log in or join a meeting, you got an error page that said, "This site can't be reached." Even Zoom's website wasn't working. Users panicked and flocked to social media to see if it was just them or if everyone was having issues. Then the memes started. One of the first memes trending was a clip of Oprah yelling, "You get a vacation and you get a vacation." I don't know if people don't remember that. She gave away a bunch of cars one time to her audience. You get a car. You get a car. I don't know that that's what she actually said, but it was pretty much like that. That's kind of what happened after she gave away cars, was they indicated that that's how she arbitrarily just gave away cars, which is nice if you're Oprah. Right? One person called it a corporate America snow day. Another joked no one on their team could get in, and it was the most productive Zoom meeting ever.
So here's what I know. We started getting messages about 1:40 our time yesterday, and literally within 5 minutes of it being down, we were getting messages from some of our coworkers saying, "Hey, I think Zoom is down." They got fixed about 3:15 yesterday, but it took a little bit longer for everyone to gain access again. Zoom sent out a tweet at 4 p.m. yesterday and said the service had been restored. Now, they haven't said what caused it. Now, there was also a very interesting thing that also happened. Spotify also went down yesterday, and thousands of people couldn't access their music for 5 hours, so good reason to listen to radio. Spotify said it started around 5:20 a.m., and they were back up about 10:45. So no word on what happened there or if the outages are related. But the Zoom one definitely caught my eye because we have people messaging, "Yeah, I think Zoom is down." And sure enough, went to downdetector.com, and yes, indeed, Zoom was down. You know, I got through the afternoon. I was able to get through. I survived, as Gloria Gaynor would say.
So a couple things weird about this. Personally, I had, I want to say, three of my normally used software that I always can log into. And part of this could have been my computer not remembering passwords. But usually when my computer updates, it still remembers all my passwords. Couldn't find the passwords. It wasn't remembering them. They weren't coming up in any of my searches in terms of like trying to get in the back end and get your password manager. Ooh. I couldn't find it. It might be my computer and that's whatever. But there was three different normal sites that I can log into for like internal information that I could not log into yesterday. And it wasn't.
Yeah, it was just
and this
weird.
Was real weird. I was tripping yesterday. I was like, am I getting my identity stolen? Like, what is happening? It was really weird. And it lasted for like an hour and a half. And finally, I just gave up because I was like, this is, I'm not getting this time back. I don't have time to mess around with this. Like, clearly there's something going on. I didn't really go back around and try again. So we'll have to see if that's still a thing today. But that's, right. I mean, I think Spotify and Zoom both being down the same day is very curious. Because those things are used by, you know, millions of people constantly. How could they both be down on the same day and not have some kind of connection? Now, I have no fact-checking that anyone can offer at this point because I do not know anything about it. I'm just saying, as a person, I find that fishy. It was weird that I couldn't get into my stuff. Just saying. Another thing I want to comment on about this post here. Zoom sent out a tweet. Is that a thing anymore?
They sent a tweet and they put it out on X.
How do you even do that? I thought it was a different, like,
it's X.
It X.
It is so X, but people still call it a tweet because it sounds weird to say I put out an X.
Okay, right? But so people still refer to it as a tweet. So this isn't just them like forgetting or like being behind the times or like saying like something that's like something we don't know about. Okay, just making sure because that was funny when you said that. I was like, Dave, they don't do that anymore.
they still do it. But yeah, during the outage, like 59,000 people reported issues at the peak of that. And the weird part is we don't know why this happened. There's been no official word on why Zoom went down. And, you know, when you have almost 60,000 people reporting it, that's definitely concerning. Now, we know that Zoom was really reached its peak during COVID, and obviously it's still used for a lot of virtual meetings. There's a lot of other virtual options out there as well, thankfully. But, I mean, can you imagine, like, oh, sorry, can't do my meeting today. Thanks, folks. Have a great day. Yeah, that would be weird, to say the least, especially when you depend on that for some of those meetings, too.
True, but at the same time, on the other side of that coin, remember that it was a few months ago, that segment about, you know, meetings that can take up time that don't actually provide any productivity and yep. or they just kind of frustrate everyone. So if you're already in that space where, like, you have, you know, meetings within, and I'm not talking about our job at all. We all know that we love our jobs and we're not, when we reference things, we are not referencing this world, but we are. In our past experiences or what I hear from other people, I just came off this meeting and it was so long. We didn't even do anything. You know, like that kind of attitude.
Right.
It comes from consistent meeting frustration or fatigue is what they call it, right? And like
meeting fatigue.
Meeting fatigue, right? And so, you know, this might be an opportunity for people to have been like, oh, well, I actually had a really great day because I didn't have to, you know, sit through that meeting. And if you're already frustrated with meetings, Zoom and or any virtual, it's helpful, but it's also extra frustrating because you can't hear people. People have their cameras off. I mean, it's just kind of – people are just kind of there. They're not really engaged because they don't have to be because they're, you know, at home on a screen. They're not – you know, it's a different experience, right? So maybe it was a breath of fresh air for people. I mean, I feel like maybe people had a chance to be like, gosh, maybe that meeting wasn't that important.
Right. I got to do something else. And so, yeah, in the grand scheme of things – and it's, cell phones are still working. You can always call somebody along those lines, too. I mean, and, you know, you can always reschedule. That's the other part of it. So,
yeah,
not the end of the world, but, yeah, almost 60,000 reports of the issue yesterday. Whoa, that is something that was crazy. And I'm just curious what happened. You know, that's what I'm by nature curious about. And, yeah radio silence on that one.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, and that's typically, I think, probably what corporations are told to do until they have real information is no comment, you know, right? Because they don't want to say the wrong thing and then have the rumor mill start, which now exists on social media in a big, bad, ugly way, as we know. So
right.
Yeah.
And so who knows? It is. And so a lot of people use it. And I remember it in its, I'll say, heyday. And it's still used a lot. I mean, that is, there's no question about it. Virtual meetings definitely are more commonplace. I was in a virtual meeting yesterday with people all over the state of Wisconsin. And it's just, it's convenient so you don't have to drive everywhere. I totally get the convenience of it. And I definitely get the headache of not having it for a couple of hours as well. So what a day, to say the least. I got through. Yeah, well, I made it through.
What we really need to worry about is actual radio silence. So if somehow we are just not on the air, then it's cause to worry. If all of a sudden the radio's like off. And or if your cell phone stops working, I think that could be a little bit more worrisome. So we'll see what's to come in this crazy world of technology.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Technology's fun, that's for sure. So that's why we have backup plans in place. So Emily, you're gonna be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. And you know, I was kind of interested in also the Spotify outage yesterday, so I'm reaching out to one of my buddies to see if he knows what happened yesterday, because, you know, a day without meetings, not a bad thing, as long as you were able to get your stuff done. Here is you too, with or without you, not with or without Zoom, on Max FM.
See the stone set in your eyes. thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Makes you wanna scream and shout. presidential party. No one wants to dance. Looking for a new star to put you in your trash. Let's go on.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music, more into it. Dave and Emily, the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, there's going to be a blood drive at SSM Health St. Clair Hospital tomorrow, Friday, April 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will be held at 707 14th Street in the Ringling Room. And they would prefer appointments. You can email smurthy, that's S-M-U-R-T-H-Y, at impactlife.org to schedule that appointment. And for more information, you can go to bloodcenter.org. Also, the Baraboo Area Senior Center Organization is having their brat sale on Saturday, April 19th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Viking BP. That's at the corner in Reedsburg. Brats, hot dogs, pork, hoagies, and more. And they also are accepting credit cards. And that is, again, on Saturday, April 19th in Reedsburg. Don't forget about our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Till 9 a.m., you get half off a $30 certificate to Bender's Tap In in Reedsburg for a virtual sports session. That certificate is just $15 till 9 a.m. No code required over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Let's look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, April 19th, the Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting Breakfast with Bunny. This event will be from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Each guest is invited to have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny, and paid guests will get a muffin and juice. You can find all the details at BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. This, again, is from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 19th. And later that night, from 6 until 8 p.m., the Children's Museum invites you for the egg hunt at the museum. Each child will be provided an egg carton to fill, 12 eggs per child. Again, visit their website for more details and follow their social media pages. The Portage Lions Club will once again be hosting their Easter egg hunt. This will be happening on the grounds of Woodbridge and John Murch School. Hunt will start right at 10 a.m. Children will split into age groups for 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11. The Easter Bunny and Leo the Lion will be on site for photo opportunities. This is on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. until 10:30. And as you can imagine, that is just some of the many Easter-related events happening this upcoming weekend. Be sure to check the Area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and also local businesses' social media pages for other events. Coming up on Thursday, April 24th, Trappers Turn Golf Course will be hosting the Grape and Gourmet Gala for 2025. This is the biggest fundraiser for the UW-Platteville-Baraboo-Sauk County Friends of the Campus Scholarship Program. Enjoy a delicious multi-course dinner with wine pairings at Trapper's Turn. There'll be experiences throughout the evening, including a wine raffle, live auction, fund-to-need donations, and a student speaker. Again, this is all on Thursday, April 24th from 5:15 until 9:15 at Trapper's Turn. Visit friendsofthecampus.org/events for more information.
Tired of the same old routine? Ready to get moving and have some fun? The Laval Center Fitness is your go-to spot for an active and social lifestyle. They have a fully equipped fitness center featuring a Nautilus circuit, free weights, and a Smith machine to help you build your strength and confidence. Plus, your membership isn't just about fitness. It's your all-access pass to discounts on events and classes. It's time to break a sweat, make some friends, and feel amazing. The Laval Center Fitness, where fitness meets fun.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 play. Playoff series in Green Bay. The NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We will start with a little sunshine, then clouds will increase with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers by late afternoon into this evening. It'll be breezy, too, with a high right around 64. Tonight, showers, thundershowers, 52. Tomorrow, scattered thundershowers with temps in the 60s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily back with you. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We're into calendar days just a few minutes early because of a few other things that are happening. And today is April 17th, and it is World Circus Day. celebrate the circus, artists, craftspeople, creators, performers, and more for their contributions to the circus. Emily, what else do you see on our calendar days today?
Sure. I see a lot of really fun stuff, actually. International Bat Appreciation Day. Show our flying and mostly nocturnal friends some love. We had a bat that lived on the outside of our screen in our first house, and he would just hang out there, and then when the twilight hit, you could see him kind of stretch his wings, and then he was just a little tiny guy. He was very cute, actually.
Right.
And then he'd just let go of the screen. He'd be upside down, like they do, stretch his wings out, and then just let go, and then you'd see him swooping around, eating up all the mosquitoes in our backyard. He was fantastic. His name was Randy. My husband, Rob, was very, very, very happy about him. He just loved that little guy. He was very sweet. He never bothered us. He just ate the mosquitoes. So, you know, I do appreciate bats. I don't really want them like in the house in any way,
no,
or like to be like going through a cave tour and have them, you know, come at you. But as a thing, I do appreciate. It is also National Kickball Day. Get your game face on and put on your kickball skills to the ultimate test. I love myself kickball. Kickball's so fun. I had a great experience as a kid with kickball, and later in my life as an adult, I played adult kickball, which was just it was just a party. It was great. Today is World Circus Day. So, Baraboo listeners, you know what that means. Just get on out there and check out all of the circus history in Baraboo. It has so much to offer. Or even just walking around the square, you have these gorgeous little metal elephants and circus insignia inlaid into the retaining wall. It's so beautiful. So there's all these little details in Baraboo that bring to light the history of the circus. Obviously, big detail, the Al Ringling Theater, and then all, you know, the circus museum. There's so many things. So I love the circus. I love the history in Baraboo. So get out and appreciate that. There was one other really fun one I saw, and then I'll throw it back to you, Dave. Oh, this is just random. National Crawfish Day. Everyone sit down at the table and get your forks ready. It's National Crawfish Day. Crawfish are weird. I spent some time down in Missouri with some friends, and they get, the bars there have buckets of crawfish, and they just bust them out, just like we have cheese curds. It's crazy. And you got this special utensil, you got to crack them just right, and then this weird liquid comes out. Nope. I'm good. But some people love them, and you know what? I'm glad they do, because they can enjoy that.
Yes, I get it. You know, I've never really had them before, but yeah, they definitely sound interesting, to say the least. It is also National Auctioneers Day. Place a bid before it's too late and discover all there is to know about auctioneering. Yes, we thank all of our auctioneers today. It's International Pizza Cake Day. Prepare your belly, because today's not about slice of pizzas, but a stack of pizzas. And it's also,
amazing.
It does look amazing. Ford Mustang Day.
Ooh,
not a
that's
car
a good
I've
one.
Ever owned, but, you know, it's an iconic car, obviously, and it made James Bond look extra dashing. We will go with that. It is also blah, 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 blah day.
Why you gotta talk like that about our radio show, Dave? Jeez. We do more than say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I laughed when I saw that one. I gotta go chuckle. Blah, 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 blah. Not that I ever do that, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Everything we say has so much depth. So much. Like,
yes.
There's no blah, blah, blah.
There's no blah, blah, blah in the morning show with Dave and Emily.
No. I also want to say it's National Dave Grant Day. Oh, I mean National Cheese Ball Day.
I knew it. You beat me on that one.
I had to beat you because you're going to do the same thing to me. I mean, it was just so easy. Door was wide open. But being from Wisconsin, you know, cheese balls are a real, like, party thing here. I mean, they've been happening since back in the, like, kitschy days of the 60s when people had all these, like, really bizarre hors d'oeuvres. Like, I think that's when cheese balls became popular, but I always see them still out at, like, potlucks and, like, different parties or whatever, and they're so delicious. It's a ball of cheese that is actually dip surrounded by nuts. I mean, like, why can't, that's just the best combination ever. I'm sorry.
It is.
It looks fantastic.
I would agree. It definitely is. It's one of the best things ever. Oh, my goodness. I look at that, and I'm like, It is also Maundy Thursday, so it is a Holy Thursday. It's an annual religious event that commemorates the Last Supper of Christ, so that is today. And so that is all part of the Holy Week that happens this week. So we talked about that Sunday's Easter Sunday already. So yes, it is Maundy Thursday. It is also Celebrate Teen Literature Day. What's a better day than picking and reading a book and celebrate Teen Literature Day today? So yes, that is happening
today. I like
today
that
as well. I think that's a good one. Reading is a
I
good
like that
thing
too. Yes, reading is a great thing, and reading comes from people writing. So tying it in, it's National Haiku Day, an ancient form of Japanese poetry featuring three lines with the syllable structure 5-7-5. Most of us who went through school had challenges to write a haiku at some point in our, I don't know, maybe middle school years. It's hard. It's really hard, but it's quite beautiful when it's done right. It's a rhythm. It sounds like lyrics, kind of. So if you've never had a chance to write a haiku, I challenge you, because you can just do, I mean, you can write about anything. And once you get it in your head that you have to keep it to these 5-7-5, it's challenging, but it's really cool. And you can write some really cool stuff. So, and what's cool about it is that kids are really good at haikus, because the way that I think kids think is just a little more, they don't get lost in the minutiae in their brain. So it's like easier to say something in five right. words versus like blah, 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 which is what a lot of adults do. Just like in the Peanuts cartoons, wah, wah, wah. That's what we sound right. like, because that's what's coming out of our mouths. And on the other end of that, it is International Day of Mastering Conversations That Matter. A good conversation is not just about expressing one's ideas, but also listening to others' ideas. And I think that is very important. We are, part of our job is talking. And of course, Dave and I love to hear ourselves talk. I mean, let's be honest. I don't want to be on the radio. But we do listen to each other. And I think our banter is better because of that. So we do need to be listening to each other and not just thinking about what you're going to say next after that person stops talking, because that is a bad habit. And that can be something that kind of takes over your conversation style. And frankly, you're not even, you know, there's so much to learn from other people. So we want to definitely keep our ears open.
Yes, we do. And that's why we work so well together. That's just mm-hmm. how we roll. And of course, we talked about it as part of our show opener today. It's National High Five Day. So make sure to give everyone a high five that you see today.
Oh, and I love that. I love high fives.
Yes, so that is something we can definitely appreciate. So, Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning as we celebrate Everything Friday.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. All right, everybody. It looks like it's shaping up to be a beautiful day out there. Enjoy the sunshine. It's nice spring temperatures, which I appreciate. I don't like the extreme heat, so this feels great. So enjoy yourselves out there, whatever you are doing. If you are celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or anything special today, enjoy that. Give someone a high five and, you know, have conversations that matter. And then also say blah, blah, blah. That's all I got for you, folks. Happy Thursday.
I love it. Happy Thursday. We're looking so forward to a beautiful day today. And I hope everyone has a great Thursday. I'll stay with you all until 11 o'clock this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi there, Baraboo. Remember me. It's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market, formerly Pierce's Fresh Express. We've been busy whipping up exciting changes just for you. Not only have we added tons of new product lines and brought back our famous Friday Fish Fry, but now you can order both our delicious fish fry and curry fusion foods online through Uber Eats. And guess what? Our curry fusion starts every day at 2 p.m., except Fridays when we're all about that fish fry. Plus, enjoy our amazing weekly specials and the best selection of beer, wine, and spirits in the area. This week, Sugar Day ham portions are just 99 cents per pound with an additional $35 purchase. Exclusions apply. See store for details. At Baraboo Fresh Market, you'll always find the freshest product, familiar faces, and friendly service. We're open 7 days a week from 4 a.m. to midnight. Come on in or order online and taste the difference.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
99.7 Max FM. I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She lives and she goes then she lives for me. Says she lives for me. Smiling, what we go through, one stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the game, same place to say, I want something else to get me through this. Semitone kind of life. I'm not listening when you say goodbye.
learning and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four I quote can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. Alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Start a fight.